This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check him out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from BearingArms.com, he's the guy that's covered the Second Amendment for more than 15 years in various guises and vehicles, and he does it still today. And I very much enjoy his analysis of various things, the way he pulls it apart. From BearingArms.com, joining me again is Cam Edwards. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good. I went to bed on election night, and I forced myself not to sit there and get on one of those websites that shows the polling results and everything and refreshing it every 5 seconds to, I just made myself go to bed, and I went to bed, and I get up, and I'm sitting there going, you know, this is not the way I thought this was going to go. I knew there was going to be some issues because of some of the things the leadership in the Republican Party was doing, but, I would really like to know what you thought about the election.
Yeah, well, I was one of those dummies who stayed up all night watching every, you know, refreshing every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first I thought we might be in for a pretty good night because, you know, some of the first returns that were coming in were from Florida, where Republicans did have a good night. And you know, listen, I wish we lived in a world in which both the R and the D candidates on the ballot, we're going to support our Second Amendment rights. But unfortunately, that's not the world we live in. So when I talk about Republicans, I'm also primarily talking about pro-Second Amendment candidates. And, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis cleaned Charlie Crist clock in Florida, right? And even in the early hours, it looked like things were going pretty well in New York, Virginia. So, you know, I had hope. And then as the night went on and you started to see some of the struggles, you know, I was becoming increasingly concerned. I wrote the day after the election that I think the Second Amendment had a better night than Republicans did. And I still stand by that. So, like, you look at Iowa, right? There was a right to keep and bear arms referendum to put that right in the state constitution and to instruct judges to look at gun laws through a lens of strict scrutiny. And that passed by a 30-point margin. It was like 65-35. Governor Tim Reynolds won re-election by, I think, 20 points. Chuck Grassley won re-election by, I think, 15 or 16 points. So that ballot measure did better than Republicans did on a pretty good night for Republicans in Iowa, right? You look at Oregon, where the gun control measure 114 looks like it passed with 51% of the vote. You know, about as close as you can get and far closer than you would expect in a progressive state like Oregon. We're still going to have to deal with the consequences, but that wasn't the overwhelming result that gun control advocates were hoping for. We kept it close to New York. It was the closest election in the governor's race, I think, in, what, 20 or 30 years. Picked up, you know, enough seats to take back control of the at least one chamber in Congress. That puts a halt to gun control legislation coming out over the next couple of years, and it allows for Republicans to start providing some oversight over agencies like the ATF and the DOJ, which I think is going to be really important between now and, you know, the next election cycle. So you know, we suffered some losses, right? There were three states that flipped to complete control of, there were at least two states that flipped to complete control of Democrats. Now we're going to see gun control, you know, brought to the table in Michigan and in Minnesota, because Democrats can. You know, blue states are going to become more hostile to the right to keep and bear arms, but we did see some success stories. Every governor who signed constitutional carry into law was reelected. That was on the ballot on election day. That's hugely important because gun control advocates are, you know, trying to claim that this election shows that it's safe to run on gun control. I don't think so. Democrats lost the House after passing a gun ban. So to me, this election shows that even in an election cycle in which Democrats, I think, benefited from the overturning of Roe versus Wade, you still had a lot of Americans across the political spectrum who turned out and voted in favor of their right to keep and bear arms.
Well, when you put it that way, I guess you are right. The second night, they had a better night when you think in those terms. And I think that's an interesting way of looking at it. When you look at the problems that are involved with it, though, as far as the Republican side, why do you think the historically speaking, wasn't this sort of an anomaly? Because normally, the party in power loses big in the first midterms because they normally either don't do enough or they go the way the Democrats did, where they're doing way too much.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. It is an anomaly. And this is one of the, you know, I won't say one of the dangers, but it's one of the downsides of again, having the right to keep their arms attached to one political party, because I don't think it was the right to keep their arms that lost on election day. I think that Republicans suffered from some pretty poor candidate selection. Honestly, I think that, as I said, I think Roe versus Wade had an outside impact. And I think in many races across the country, the more closely aligned you were with Donald Trump, the more it costs you in the election. And, you know, you look at a state like New Hampshire, for example. Kristi Noonan, the Republican governor, not particularly close to Donald Trump, has said some, you know, bad things about Trump, and Trump said some bad things about Sununu. Sununu wins in New Hampshire by like 23 points. Don Baldock, who, you know, ran as the MAGA candidate for Senate, ultimately received Donald Trump's endorsement very close to election day. And he ended up losing by, I think, 9 points, right? So there was a huge amount of ticket splitting going on, in states like New Hampshire. We saw it to a lesser degree in Nevada, where Joe Lombardo won the governor's race, but Adam Laxalt lost the Senate race. You know, I think that is an issue that certainly the Republican Party is going to be talking about over the next 2 years. But I think, you know, gun owners have to have a role in that conversation, too.
Yeah.
As we're talking about who that candidate is going to be in 2024. Listen, Donald Trump was great in terms of putting, you know, justices on the Supreme Court that delivered us the Bruin decision, but he's also the guy that gave us an administrative bump stock ban that the Biden administration is using to try to now, you know, ban unserialized firearms, go after pistol braces, and potentially in the next couple of years, even try to, you know, ban semi-automatic firearms through administrative action.
Right. Well, I kind of think the Bruin decision probably short-circuits that. Although I'm sure they're going to try it, and they'll see what they can enforce while we go through the court action. I know how they play that game. I'll ask you this question when we get back, because we're coming up on the first break, and I don't want to interrupt your answer. So, that's some good stuff. This is why I asked Cam these questions. Cam is an educational source of mine. And if you would like to be as I am and follow him, well, the best way to do it is to go to bearingarms.com. He's the man there. He and Tom Knighton, and I think you've got you got one of the Parkland dads, didn't you? As a writer there, Ryan
Petty, yeah, whose daughter Elena was one of the victims of Parkland.
Yeah,
Ryan has been a frequent guest on Cam and Company, and he started writing for us a couple of months ago. And yeah, he's doing great work, and he's a really good guy.
Excellent source of information. Excellent source of information. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are having a discussion with Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com And the question I wanted to ask you, you were talking about President Trump. I kind of think that his inexperience is showing again with some of the things he's doing. I know that this is going to be, I know he's going to get primaried. But I also kind of think, I also believe that maybe his time has sort of passed his moment. He was necessary in 2016. And it would have been great for him to have another 4 years. But I think it's time. I think it's DeSantis. I mean,
I think DeSantis has momentum right now. And I think that, you know, for Trump, there are a couple of things, including the fact that in 2016, you know, rightly or wrongly, Trump said, listen, this is about you, right? I'm here to kind of shake up the system and drain the swamp. And we're going to put you first. And if you listen to Donald Trump now, Donald Trump's talking an awful lot about Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's
and I think that, you know, the economy was the most important issue for American voters. And one of the things that I don't think Democrats did well was actually talking to Americans about their economic concerns. They were able to, you know, drive out their base by talking about abortion, but that didn't keep the House in their hands, for example. And I think Donald Trump is suffering from that same problem. He's talking about something that really doesn't matter to a lot of people.
Right.
Ultimately, when it comes down to it, you know, a lot of folks are ready to move on from the 2020 election. Whether or not they believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump, this just isn't their issue. And it's Donald Trump's seemingly only issue right now. And I think that's a problem for him. But, you know, anecdotally, I will tell you that every Thursday night, I get together with a group of friends, and they're all conservative guys. You know, this is rural Virginia. And the biggest Trump supporter of them all is a guy I'll call Bob. And Bob generally comes to dinner with his Make America Great Again hat, with his Trump T-shirt. He's got the Trump flags on his cars. And the Thursday after Election Day, we were talking about it, and Bob said, you know, he's on Team DeSantis now. And he said, I like Trump. I just don't think he can win. And I think that's where a lot of even Trump fans are right now. They may like him personally, but they would prefer to see him in the role of the, you know, the sort of elder statesman for the party, the kingmaker, and not the man who would be king.
Yeah. Well, Trump's biggest problem was Trump was so inexperienced. And he even when you made reference to the bump stock ban, he brought that up before all the information was in. And we still, to this day, we still don't, as far as I know, we don't know a really good, clear story about Mandalay Bay besides what happened, not why it happened, what led to it, what precipitated it, all this other stuff. This guy is sort of a, still sort of enigmatic, that whole thing to me. But, I think Trump's biggest issue was that he was so inexperienced. He didn't know how to play that political game and make advances and score points and stick them on the board and make them stick forever. And he, in a lot of ways, you know, and this is the other thing, and I mean, I heard DeSantis say this too. At the end of the day, it just matters who's sitting in the seat. And Trump, right. Trump didn't close that deal in 2020. He did. I think he did the best he could. And, he didn't.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, listen, I mean, DeSantis is going to be on the hot seat a little bit, I think, next year, because he did say on the campaign trail that he would sign constitutional carry by the time he was done as governor.
Right.
So clock's ticking now. You know, he's in his second term. I'm curious to see if constitutional carry becomes a priority this next session, because I think that is the expectation of gun owners in Florida. Anthony Sabatini was the sponsor of the bill in the House last year. The bill didn't even get a hearing. From what I heard, it was because of a lot of personality conflicts for a lot of fellow lawmakers that didn't really like Anthony Sabatini, even if they liked the legislation. I think that's a terrible reason not to move a bill, personally, but apparently, you know, that was what was going on. Sabatini unsuccessfully ran for Congress, so he's not in the state legislature. It'll be somebody else running the bill. And they're kind of running out of excuses, quite frankly. You know, every one of Florida's neighbors is a constitutional carry state. So it is time for the gunshine state of Florida to get on the stick. And Governor DeSantis, you know, he's got the bully pulpit here. And I hope that he uses it to push lawmakers.
We'll see. You know, a lot of people got sort of upset about some event that was there where they did not allow people to carry guns inside the event here recently. And so a lot of there's sort of some questions out there about that. And I don't even know how much he had to do with actually putting. I'm sure the governor has nothing to do with putting together any of his events. He got people doing that.
Yeah, I'm sure that that is the case. I will give you one other little tidbit, though. You know, you talked about Ryan Petty, our contributor at Variant Arms. He's also a member of the State Board of Education, who was appointed by Governor DeSantis. And Ryan told me the last time we talked that one piece of legislation he's going to be advocating for, you know, right after Parkland, when Florida passed red flag law, they also passed a bill that banned the purchase of firearms for adults under the age of 21. And Ryan says he's been looking at the statistics. He doesn't think it has done any good. And so he's actually going to be lobbying for repeal of that law and to once again allow 18, 19, and 20-year-olds access to their Second Amendment rights. So keep your eye on that, too, because that is that would be big if they actually went back and repealed some of the post-Parkland gun legislation.
Outstanding. All right, I didn't mean for that to take up that whole segment, but it did, and that's okay, because one of the reasons I wanted to have Cam
on. We've got more.
Yeah, I know. There's so much more, so much more. When we come back, you've got a VIP piece, which I have not read all the way, about, once again, where the courts are telling people, hey, police ain't, they have no obligation to protect you. I want to hear about the details of that, because that's always a thing, isn't it? We don't need guns because the police will protect us, and everything's going to be okay. And, of course, once again, I don't know how many times this has been proven, but there's been some, I think there's even been a Supreme Court case dictating that they have no right, they have no obligation to protect anybody in particular. And you can find this article and many more just like it at BearingArms.com, which Cam has been there for a little bit. He took over from Bob Owens, who was a great writer, and I think he's actually stepped it up. The website is better today, as great as it was. It was great then, and it's better today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're planning on heading out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday, get ready for lots of company on the roads and at the airports. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That would be one of the busiest ever and at pre-pandemic levels. Axia Diaz is a AAA spokesman. She says people are anxious to get in their cars and see their family and friends.
People really want to get together with family and friends. They, for whatever reason, whether it's because they haven't gotten to travel a lot during the pandemic or they simply just enjoy it so much, they're making leisure travel a priority. And they might be cutting back in other areas of their lives, but they're definitely wanting to get back out there.
The President and First Lady are spending their Thanksgiving in Nantucket, Massachusetts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com, and he's got a VIP article that went up, I think, yesterday on the website. Police had no duty to protect woman from abusive boyfriend. Tell me about this and why. What brought this up? What was the presumption that they had to make this correction to?
Yeah, so as you correctly note, courts have basically said this before. In fact, the Supreme Court acknowledged as much in a case called Castle Rock versus Gonzalez back in 2004. But the reason why I wrote about this is because Kathy Hochul and Letitia James have been arguing for months now that it's okay to restrict people's right to carry. They don't need to be able to protect themselves because the state is there to protect them. You know, we just saw these two knuckleheads arrested. One of them allegedly made a threat against the synagogue, and they were arrested in Penn Station. You know, Kathy Hochul and Letitia James are still arguing that rabbis should not be able to set their own policies as to whether or not they want concealed carry holders there in their synagogues, because they're supposed to just rely on the state of New York arresting all these bad guys before they can, you know, carry out their plots. So when I see the state making this argument, and then the New York Court of Appeals says, actually, no, even when somebody's taken out an order of protection, as was the case for this woman, Dora Howell, and her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend violates that order of protection on multiple occasions, and the police don't arrest him, as they're supposedly required to do under New York state law, and this guy comes to her apartment, drags her upstairs, eventually pushes her out of a third-story window where she suffers fractured knees, pelvis, hip, fractured spine, ends up in the hospital for over a month. That was a circumstance under which Dora Howell said the New York Police Department had a special duty to protect me. because I had taken out this order of protection. My boyfriend had violated this order of protection multiple times. And eventually, again, he assaulted me, and the police did nothing to stop that. And what the New York Court of Appeals, in essence, argued is the state can't arrest everybody who violates an order of protection. This is from the majority opinion. Every day, New York courts issue hundreds of orders of protection in favor of persons at risk of harm. More than 195,000 orders of protection were issued in domestic violence cases in New York State in 2021 alone. This grim statistic undermines the dissent's conclusion that the legislature, I'm going to skip ahead here because I get into some legalese, but basically they say that the statute's legislative history provides that it would cause no fiscal implications for local municipalities and only appropriated $500,000 to implement this law that supposedly required everybody who violated a protective order to face arrest. And what the New York Court of Appeals says, it's absurd to think that the legislature required everybody who violated a protective order to be arrested because they didn't provide the funding for that. Imagine how many people would be in jail if this law were strictly enforced. So there's no special duty to even arrest somebody who's violated a protective order, which I got to tell you, Bill, makes me wonder what actually is protected when you take out an order of protection, you know. And so I think the court came to the right conclusion that the police don't have any duty to protect you as individuals. But again, New Yorkers are now faced with this catch-22, where it's not the state that's responsible for their safety, but the state is trying to inhibit their ability to protect themselves as much as possible.
Right. The, you know, all of that stuff, red flag orders, protective orders, all these things. At some point, are we going to be able to make some distinction without taking away due process? Because the big issue here is it, the weapon is not the guy, is not the tool, whatever the tool is going to be. The weapon, the weapon is the possible perpetrator. He's the weapon.
Right.
So, and he's the threat. And this means that in the event that, I don't know, that they come and take his tools or write out an order for him or something, he's still quite dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's the flaw, the fundamental flaw beyond the constitutional issues. But that is just the fundamental flaw with how red flags are supposed to work, right? A judge says, okay, the preponderance of evidence leads me to conclude that this individual is a danger to themselves or others. So we're going to take their guns away. We're not going to get them any mental health treatment. We're going to continue to give them access to sharp pointy knives and pills and rope and knives and matches and gasoline. And we'll consider the problem solved. Now, who on earth would consider that situation to be taken care of if you still have a dangerous individual out there who's capable of doing dangerous things to himself or somebody else? It doesn't make any sense. You know, at least with an order of protection, it is aimed against an individual, right?
Right.
If you, person A, is around person B, you're subject to arrest because you're not supposed to be around person B. And in this particular case, the woman's ex-boyfriend was seen by police on multiple occasions violating a protective order. They still didn't arrest them. It was, again, raises all kinds of questions about the efficacy of existing laws, but the answer isn't to slap a Band-Aid on the broken criminal justice system by allowing, you know, prosecutors to do an end run around criminal charges and simply take people's guns away through the use of an extreme risk protection order. That doesn't solve any problem. In fact, I think it only makes things worse because we do have a legitimate crisis in our criminal justice system. I talked about that on Wednesday's Cam and Company. There's a crisis in our mental health system. And yet, if the answer is supposedly one more gun control law, then we never actually address the underlying issues and things just continue to get worse.
Yeah, one more. One more. It's always,
The next one.
It's always,
the next one that's going to work.
Well, I mean, I saw, did you see that thing that came out where there was some study from some new, I think it's the 97% or whatever, where they said, if we did these four things, we could reduce gun violence by 28%.
Yeah.
And one of them had to do, they're going to reduce suicide. And I'm just going, you guys have lost your mind. You guys have lost your mind. My first producer committed suicide, and I went around looking to find, I was sort of, it bothered me, and yeah. I spoke to a psychologist, and she told me, because I was trying to figure out what goes on in their head, why he did this. And she said, that's the first moment of peace they've had when they make that decision. Now they've been dealing with whatever it is that gets them to that point in the first place, and they are they make this decision, and they're actually happy, and they're looking forward to the day that it happens. How do you fight that?
How do you fight that? You don't do it with the law. I mean, you know, listen, there are organizations like Walk the Talk America that I think are doing really good things about, you know, talking with gun owners about mental health. And this is an issue that's important to me. I mean, you talk about Bob Owens, the founder of Buried Arms,
yeah.
who, you know, took his own life a few years ago and just devastated everybody who knew him. And again, nobody saw it coming like you talked about. So this is something that we need to talk about. But again, the idea that, well, if we just had affirmative purchase law, or if we just had these red flag laws, or if we just impose some sort of bureaucratic solution that'll be half-heartedly applied, and then we'll point fingers when it doesn't work after the fact, as opposed to, like you said, actually talking to these individuals and making sure that, that folks know that they've got the love and support and the help that they need in those times of crisis. And whether that is, you know, gun stores saying, listen, you can store your firearms here for a week or two if you need to get them out of the house. Whether it is, you know, anonymous counseling so people can reach out to a therapist without worrying about having their Second Amendment rights stripped from them. You know, those are all things that, that can be done without legislation. And I find it really odd that a group like 97%, which purports to be some, you know, new way of looking at the issue.
Let me
it's just repackaging the stale old gun control ideas.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Cam Edwards, this is good stuff. I love it. I just get lost in it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Cam Edwards. And before we start talking about Oregon, I just got this one question. Is the beard still intact?
Yes, the beard is still very intact, yeah. Actually. It has become a chew toy for our new puppy. But, yes, it is. It's still here.
Yeah? What kind of puppy?
Yeah. A Bernese Mountain Dog.
Okay.
That we were not looking for. We ended up basically rescuing it. Somebody could not keep it, and we said, well, we'll do it. My wife and I both work from home, so we've got the time. And, Binley is he's been a great addition to our family.
Is it the right climate up there? Because I know the Bernese like a sort of a cool climate. They're beautiful dogs. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely likes the fact that it's winter now. But,
I have the Cam Edwards starter kit growing on the face right now. It's nowhere. I mean, when I see you, maybe, are you going to Vegas?
Still up in the air at the moment. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm still sort of that way too. It's gone from being a you gotta go to maybe not. I don't know.
Right. I would love to go. It's just a matter of whether or not my wife's cancer treatment is going to be ongoing at that point. So. If we get good news and she can hold off for a few more months, I will be there. If the news is not great and she has to start treatment again, then probably not, because her immune system gets shot. And you know how it is. You go hang out with 50,000 of your closest friends, you're never going to come down with the shot show crud, and I don't want to bring that back to herself.
Well, that's why I missed last year's shot show. My wife was in the middle of cancer treatment.
So there you go.
20 rounds of chemo, brother. Anyway. Oregon. A lot of sheriffs have gotten out there, and they're saying they're not going to enforce Measure 114, and that's because, well, for one thing, sheriffs get elected. And sheriffs, they're not somebody they can get fired, so they can get out there, and they can go a lot of different ways. Just ask, what was that guy's name? That was in Austin, and then he went to Miami. I can't remember his name. He was
Art Acevedo.
Yeah, he was a big anti-gun guy. He everywhere yep. he went, he talked the anti-gun stuff.
He just got hired by Aurora, Colorado police. He's like the traveling nurses. He's like the traveling cop.
He's like that wide receiver that just was, you know, okay, but never great. That, you know, he stayed healthy, and he's played on 7 NFL teams.
Right.
Nobody knows who he is, though. Pro football player for 10 years. Really? I never saw him on air. Oh, he played for this team. Oh, okay. Anyway, they're getting the media of Oregon, which it's hilarious that they get out there and do this, given what's been going on in Portland for as long as it's been going on. They've been coming after the sheriffs over Measure 114, and Measure 114 is Well, the way it was enacted or voted into law, first of all, do they even know how they're going to make it work?
No, and that's one of the problems, is that supposedly this takes effect December the 8th. And, you know, the magazine ban, I guess, is easy enough to figure out, but this whole permit to purchase system is not. And so there's genuine concern that as of December the 8th, a permit is going to be required before you can purchase a firearm. And, you know, there's going to be no way for you to get a permit in order to purchase a firearm. And gun sales are going to come to a screeching halt in the state of Oregon. So, yeah, that's one concern over Measure 114.
Now, I would imagine that Mr. Gottlieb is probably revving the engines right about now, isn't he?
Yes. We have actually seen one lawsuit filed this week by the Oregon Firearms Federation and one county sheriff. And that one focuses, it asks for an injunction against the entire law, but most of the legal arguments are focused on the magazine ban. But Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation and its new executive director, Adam Kraut, have indicated that they're going to be prepping a lawsuit. And I expect we'll probably see multiple legal challenges before this law is enacted.
Now, Adam, if I remember, Adam has a big legal background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And that's usually important. You know, the Second Amendment Foundation, that really is sort of their primary form of advocacy is litigation. And so to bring Adam on as executive director, I think is huge because, you know, it seems like there are multiple lawsuits a week, being filed by the Second Amendment Foundation right now. It's such a supercharged moment, thanks to the Bruin decision. And so to have somebody with Adam's legal mind, you know, stepping in, and running things day to day, I think it's going to be, hugely beneficial to the Second Amendment Foundation and ultimately hugely beneficial to gun owners all around the country.
Well, I would imagine with this particular Supreme Court, if they manipulate this the right way and package it the right way and send it up there, I mean, this Measure 114, the way it is set up and the fact that they didn't have anything in place to actually implement this to where they might have to, I guess, suspend your ability to buy a gun in Oregon while they figure out the nuts and bolts of it. I would imagine some really good litigation mind would get out there and say, there's no law out there that trumps the Second Amendment. Just ask the Bruin decision. That's like saying that while we figure this out, you can't speak. Or that's like saying that we're going to suspend the Fourth Amendment. Just come in here and run the Fifth Amendment, run roughshod over you, all that other stuff. Or the Third Amendment. We're going to make people live in your houses against your will. And
right.
So I would imagine they're going to have a little fun with this. Could it possibly lead to the entire Measure 114 being ruled unconstitutional, do you think?
I mean, I think it could when you look at the particular provisions. Like, I think the magazine ban is going to be really hard to uphold under the law just because there's nothing like that at any point in history. You know, when you see the development of capacity, right, when you go from single-shot pistols to, you know, revolvers. There's nobody out there calling for revolvers to be banned because, you know, there are too many rounds that can be fired. You didn't have moms demanding action against lever actions in the, you know, later part of the 19th century. So I think the magazine ban is tough to uphold. And I think a lot of the provisions of the permit to purchase law are really tough to uphold. I mean, permit to purchase laws primarily date to the post-Civil War era where they were put in place as an attempt to deprive disfavored Americans from owning handguns. And you saw this a lot in Jim Crow states, where, you know, it might not have been applied exclusively to black residents, but that was sort of how it was done in practice. In New York, the Sullivan Act did the same thing with immigrants. And, you know, these are, I think, really racist and bigoted relics of a bygone era. They're not important gun safety tools. And if the only way that you can, you know, effectively reduce, you know, violent crime is by targeting the rights of minorities, I think you got to go back to the drawing board, you know. So I think that the potential for overturning all of 114 is there. But first, we've got to get an injunction. And it's going to be interesting because this is going to be in the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit has never overturned a gun control law since Heller.
The Knights
haven't done it.
Yeah,
they're, you know, like 52-52 and upholding gun laws. So if the Ninth Circuit actually grants an injunction or keeps an injunction in place barring enforcement of Measure 114, that in itself will be a shocking legal development.
It's going to be fun. I don't want to start anything. We're running out of time and everything. First of all, thank you very much for joining me today. I always have a good time when I have
I always do, too. That's why I always say yes every time you invite me.
Well, unless he only says no to me when he's not doing something with his wife. And I get that. She's
true.
A bigger name. She's a
unless
bigger
it's
name.
A date night. Yes, that's the only time I have to beg off. You're right.
You just tell Mrs. Edwards that I understand my role, where I stand in the food chain on that one, brother. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. BearingArms.com. Check him out. Coming up next from the Gun Owners of America is the Chief Counsel, Mike Hammonds. Going to talk about the Bruin decision and what they've got going on in New York as well. There's so many players out there right now making big, big changes in this. And I don't know, like Cam said, it was a win for the Second Amendment, but that's been going on since June, and that part of it is that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. We are in a interesting period in our history. But having said all of that, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back as I look at this and wonder why this hasn't fired yet. Hey, it's okay. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Yes, there it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info fire on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.